Hello and welcome back to our podcast, where we talk about everything website related. Today, we have a special guest with us, Susan, who is a website security expert. Susan, it's great to have you here.
Thank you, Hillary. I'm excited to be here.
So, Susan, we've heard about a recent incident that you faced with a client who refused your maintenance package. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, Hillary. We had a client who refused our maintenance package, and 6 months later, he faced an issue with emails not being delivered. We started investigating and found that the site was infected.
Wow, that sounds like a nightmare. How did you find out about the infection?
Well, we realized that when we added the site link to the email body, the emails failed to deliver entirely. So, we tried accessing the site and our Chrome browser turned red on us. The site was infected with malware.
That's crazy. How did you go about cleaning up the site and server?
We have a very meticulous process that involves searching for injected codes, MySQL-level injection, and other files and scripts that can reinfect the website. We also deploy the site to a staging server, test it, walk through it with the client, and monitor it for 30 days to prevent further attacks.
That sounds like a lot of work. Did you manage to resolve the issue entirely?
Unfortunately, we faced issues with Yahoo emails, even after getting the domain whitelisted by prominent antivirus programs and every other email service providers, including Gmail. Yahoo still blocks any emails from this domain or content with the domain name.
That's terrible. How did the client's business get affected by this?
The client's email opening delivery click rate dropped from 57 to under 1. And he still hasn't recovered his subscriber list returns even after getting the domain clean chit from all major service providers, except Yahoo.
That's a significant impact on his business. What do you think he could have done differently?
I think having a maintenance plan for his website could have prevented this situation entirely. Hacked websites can have a long-term impact on your business. And in some cases, like with Yahoo, there's hardly anything you can do from your end.
Yes, I completely agree. It's always better to be safe than sorry. Thank you so much for sharing your insights with us, Susan. It was a pleasure having you on our podcast.
Thank you, Hillary. It was great being here. And remember, folks, always have a maintenance plan for your website, or you could end up like our unfortunate client.